Hi, my name is Haley Jensen. I am 18 years old. Today is Sunday, June 25th, 2023, and I'm speaking with Tacy Jensen, who is my mom. I'm recording this interview in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. So today I'm going to be talking to you about your college experience. You can go ahead and tell everyone your name.
Okay. So as Haley said, my name is Tacy Jensen, and I'm a mom. I live with my husband and my two kids and two dogs and two cats in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
So did you go to college? If so, where and what did you study?
I did go to college. I started with my bachelor degree at Arkansas Tech University, and I then went to University of Arkansas Fayetteville. Both of those colleges are in Arkansas.
All right. How did you choose where to go to college?
So I started looking at colleges. So I was the first one in my family to go to college. So I didn't know anything about college, and I'm an 80s kid, so there were no cell phones, there were no social media, there were not even computers. So when I graduated high school, we had these old computers called MS-DOS, so there was no internet, there was no search engine, there was no way to learn about college. It was just kind of word of mouth or things you heard from other people. So I was interested in different colleges, so I went to different libraries to research kind of what studies each college had. And I looked at three or four colleges within Arkansas. I also looked at a couple colleges out of state. So I decided I wanted to kind of look at some smaller colleges and some larger colleges. So I went and with my mom, and we set different times to do different tours. And so we started at Henderson State in Arkansas, and it was a little bit too small for me. Like, I went on the campus and I just didn't feel right. Like, it just felt more like it still looked like my high school. Like, I went to the classes and they just looked the same as my high school classes. So I said, okay, let's go to the next one. So we went to University of Arkansas Fayetteville, and it was just so big, and it was overwhelming, and it was hard to find things, and it was hard to find people to ask to find things. And so I was like, this one might be a little too big for me right now, but I really liked the campus. It was really pretty. And then I went to what is called UCA, University of Central Arkansas, which is in Conway. And it was a nice school. I really liked it. A lot of people lived off campus, and so I was wanting the whole college campus life. So I was like, I think I want more than this, but this is a contender. So then the last place that I went was Arkansas Tech University, and I pretty much knew the minute I was on campus is, you know, I walked in and I started to look around, and there was lots of culture and older architectural buildings, and everyone on the campus was just really, really nice. And we had this freshman orientation leader is what they called them, leader kind of tour guide while I was there. And she was just really great, and she helped us. She helped us find things. She answered questions. She even took me to the music department, where I ended up applying for a choir scholarship while I was there. They were like, well, since you're here, why don't you just go ahead and sing for us? So it was just really neat, and the whole experience was neat. And so that's where I ended up going to college and how I picked.
Wow. Do you think college is important?
I do think college is important. Like I stated, I was the first one in my family, and so, you know, I didn't know much, but I knew, and I had watched my family and how hard they had worked. And back in, you know, so I graduated high school in 89, so I started college in the fall of 90, and so it was just, you could just tell, you know, everything was gonna be different. I saying that, it was very important for me, and it was something that I really wanted in my life. I don't know that college is important or for everyone. I think for some people, they can go to a trade school, or for some, they may just want to start a job and kind of work their way through and then maybe go back to school later or not. But I think that it's a personal decision, and I think each person has to make it for themselves and what they want. I think the one thing to know about college is, I would say it's kind of that old saying, your want has to be bigger than your fear, because it's really hard, and there's a lot of things scary about going to a college you don't know, with people you don't know. And so I think that's the important thing, and I do think college is very important, and I think a plan for anyone and how they start figuring out what they want to do in life and having that career is important, whichever path they choose.
Tell me about your experience at college.
So I loved college, as you can tell, everything about it. I wanted the whole college experience. Again, you know, I didn't know much. I saw movies, I heard people talk, you know, I had this big idea of what college was like. And I remember when I first started, and it was the orientation, and you go and figure out everything about school and do your schedule, and there's all these kids everywhere. And I remember thinking, wow, I don't go to class every day. Like, I at that time, it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes, or Tuesday, Thursday classes. And I remember thinking, that is so cool. I don't have to go at 8 a.m. every morning. I can kind of change my schedule. I can figure out what works best for me. And I just remember, you know, thinking there were so many opportunities. And for me, that was the big thing. I wanted to be involved. So when I went to tour, I really liked my freshman orientation leader. So that was something I wanted to be involved in. And as I was at Arkansas Tech, I did become a freshman orientation leader, and I did show people around and teach them about the school. And that was a really neat experience to get to show others what I liked about the school and give them an opportunity to ask questions and learn if Arkansas Tech was where they needed to be as well. I also was in a sorority. Ended up being in the sorority all the way through college. I was vice president of new memberships. So again, I brought in the new pledges. I taught them all the classes. We had new pledge meetings, and they had to pass tests and, you know, all this stuff that you do in a sorority. And so I was really active in my sorority as well. I also did a work study for the psychology department, and worked my senior year in the psychology department. And while I wrote my thesis, I helped tutoring and things within the office as well. So my experience with college was, I was involved in everything. You know, I think it depends on the person and what they want, but I would say the most important thing about college is a balance. You know, figuring out for you, studying and making good grades is really important, but it's not everything. You need to find that socialization, that escape, that fun, that hobby, that whatever you need at the same time, and have that balance, because that will help you later in life as you move through how to kind of balance work life and home life, you know, that mm-hmm. side of you that, you know, as I say, you work to live, don't live to work. So I think that's the important part, and what I would say is my best experience in college.
All right, Mom. Well, thank you for taking time to talk to us about your college experience today.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Thank you.